Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. So, Megan Smith, thank you for joining us. I know you're from Chesterland originally. So, where are you exactly?
I'm in Wilmington. I am in a part of Wilmington called Ogden. So, it's kind of closer on the way to Jacksonville area. About an hour and a half from Myrtle Beach. So, we got a lot of the effects right here. But my house is a little bit higher than some other places. So, we got very lucky when it came to flooding. It came up to the driveway and didn't get any higher.
Yeah, I actually happened to be in Wilmington this summer, and I was just telling Tim that whole Riverwalk area, I mean, your whole downtown area is right there on the water. Is it underwater right now? I mean, have you seen it? How close are you to that?
I have not seen it. I've not seen downtown. I've driven around town a little bit. We haven't been able to get back on the beach. My husband is a general manager of a yacht and beach club down there, and he hasn't been able to get on to see what's happened to the club. Really, we've heard Wilmington is cut off from the rest of North Carolina.
You have power? Do you, you know, can you get, like, how far can you get in and out of the driveway, for lack of a better term? Like, can you get to food or water or anything like that, Megan?
We are, again, so lucky with that. We got power last night, which blew my mind. I could not believe they got it back on so quickly. But there are still about, I'm guessing, 117,000, I think, we're still without power, if not more. The devastation, I saw the trees down, the damage to houses, the flooding in certain areas. We had to take a very long route to get to that part of town.
And what about groceries? Do you have food? Can people get access to that? Are the stores open?
Yes, there was a Harris Teeter that opened, I think it was Friday, and there it's one of the grocery stores in town, and there was a line out the building and around it to get in. There was such a massive rush when people knew they were open to get in that they had to stop people from coming in and only allow them in like 10 at a time. And it's just so weird because I've been through plenty of storms here. You live on the coast. That's what happens. And when we saw her coming in as a 4, you know, we all kind of went, this is scary. We haven't had a 4 here since like 1954. So people prepared and a lot of people left. I mean, Wilmington was a ghost town on Wednesday, which was very strange to see. But a lot of us stayed because, you know, we've been through storms and, you know, we're going to hunker down and wait it out. And as she was coming in and, you know, lost some power and got down to a 2 and then a 1, we were kind of like, well, okay, this isn't going to be so bad. But it was so slow moving. I have never been through a storm like this.